Hey everyone, and welcome to My Damn Services. My Damn Services, efficiency through technology, scalability through people. Henrik and I have been involved in My Damn Services for almost 2 years now. We've been helping a great deal of different clients and companies streamline their efficiencies in digital asset management through consulting, metadata, and also synthetic media. And we wanted to talk a little bit about a year in review today because this has just been such an exciting year. Especially with AI and synthetic media. For those of you who are still learning about it, synthetic media is also known as artificial media or computer-generated media. It refers to the content that is generated using artificial intelligence, algorithms, and technology. This can include text, images, audio, video that is created or manipulated by computers to resemble real media created by humans. And we've been fortunate in this past year to be interviewing quite a few people that have been enlightening us on everything that's going on out there. And the technology has been growing just in leaps and bounds. So we wanted to talk a little bit about that. So Henrik, why don't you maybe start with the agenda? No, let's sure. Let's get rolling. Right.
Absolutely. So today we want to talk about what happened in 2022, which was pretty fascinating. We did a series of webinars and podcasts, and to Frank's point, we interviewed a number of people. Frank, do you want to recap on who we interviewed and spoke with about different topics?
Yeah, we first started off our webinar series in the early part of the year, and we spoke with Alex Radug. He's a company called ReSpeecher, mainly speech to speech. Some amazing technology. I think they won a Emmy for their work with the Mandalorian Star Wars series, right, with Luke Skywalker. And he's doing some incredible, they're doing some incredible work with sort of the can't speak that used to have voice boxes. So now they're actually generating real voices. And if they have recordings of people that lost their voice, they're actually reproducing that. So the person is again speaking in voice that they originally were speaking with. Incredible. I mean, that must be amazing for people that have been with that voice box and that sound. So that's all great stuff. Then we started talking to Tamor Cardum and Oliver Feldwick and how AI is revolutionizing the way we market business. So they were talking a great deal about advertising and marketing, how to agencies are still trying to figure it out. How they can utilize it, and more importantly, maybe how they can charge for it. And they go pretty in depth on that, which was pretty cool. Then we spoke to Nathan Phillips. He expanded a little more on marketing and advertising, but he got a little more fine-tuned with the metaverse, talking about avatars, how we're going to be existing in the metaverse and what that might look like as far as whether or not we want a pair of Air Jordans walking around in the metaverse, right? We might be paying for those similar to what we're doing now, but in a artificial way, which was pretty wild to think about how that might work. And then the last interview we had was with Mark Milstein and Azure, creating legally clean training data for generative AI. So what they're doing is image to or text to image, where they're then creating images artificially, artificial intelligence, but they're all legally clean. So it's not scraping the internet, which could get you legally in trouble. They're actually creating pure images for you to use royalty free, which is going to be a big concern going forward in these images or anything being generated and grabbed from areas that could get you legally in trouble. So that's a real interesting one as well. So we did a lot in this past year. It's been quite amazing.
We did. Yeah. And you can see the webinars, or you can watch listen to the podcasts of any of those on the My Damn Services podcast or the YouTube channel. And then we also did a number of podcasts through Synthetic Media Podcast, which you can find a number of other interviews of people throughout the industry, throughout the world doing synthetic media, whether it's creating or thought leaders in the space. And that's continuing next year. We're going to do a more of synthetic media interviews and webinars and podcasts next year. But we'd like to hear from you on what content you'd like to hear about, because there are a number of companies, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, of that this space, which is just exploding in size. And you're going to see a lot more next year. which is going to be fascinating, or should I say in 2023. And we'll talk a little about the things that we're seeing right now that you're going to see very, very shortly. And it's going to be really amazing. Let's get into, is there anything else we want to talk about? What exactly happened in 2022?
No, I don't think so. Why don't we get into what we're seeing happening in 2023 and how exciting that's going to be. And
sure.
All the different companies that have popped up just in the last 8 months.
Absolutely. Cool. Yeah. So what we learned is the market is shifting very, very quickly. And the developments, because there's so many papers being written at an astronomical amount compared to previous years, there's a lot more developments happening very, very quickly. And because of that, there's more companies being created, mostly startups, and getting funding in the billions. And what's happening is there's more developments throughout the space of synthetic media. And when I say synthetic media, or when you're referring to it, it's all media. Most people consider media what we hear or what we can see. That's going to change because it's going to expand to all five senses, and it already is. And in some of the interviews and podcasts that we're doing, we've interviewed some of the people that are doing literally synthetic media that you can feel, that you can smell, that you can touch, and smell and taste, which is just mind-blowing if you think about media in all five senses. So there's more coming on that in the AR space, so augmented reality, mixed realities, which is MR, and extended reality. So VR, of course, virtual reality, which you're going to see equipment from a variety of manufacturers very, very soon in the coming months. That's going to just expand it much more widely and build stores around this, similar to app stores. So you're going to see this just explode in popularity. But let's talk about what came first this year. Because, looking back at the enormous amount of different media that came out, what's fascinating is, remember the first thing we heard about? It was text to video, right?
Yeah, I'm smiling because you and I had this conversation the other day, which prompted this year in review, which was, the chicken or the egg, what came first? And we found it fascinating that the masses first learned about text to video, text to picture, image. And why that is, intrigued me, because, text to text had been out for quite some time before that, but what started to catch on everybody's attention was the visual aspect of that. And I guess that's out of we just being more impressed with visuals than maybe text to text, even though we use text more than, not everybody's using visual aspects, right? Or visual aids. And so anyway, I interrupted you. I apologize.
No, not at all. Not at all. So what's fascinating is we've played with those tools and used them for our own purposes as well. At MyDM services, as far as using Synthesia as well as Colossian and a few others to show off these tools of what they can do, where we literally just enter a text prompt and a video of an individual speaks what we wrote instantaneously within literally a few minutes, right? And it's not a recording of someone who actually did it. It's an avatar. It's a person who's been fully synthesized, usually from this amount, maybe with their hands, and they speak to whatever you say with the emphasis of whatever you want, which is just fascinating. So you're literally going from text to video, no camera, no lighting, no sound recordings necessary, just text to video. Then the
That's true. You and I were using avatars before we actually started being introduced to text to image. Yeah, you're reminding me of that. I completely forgot. That's exactly right.
Which sounds very complex, right? We're going from moving image, from text to moving image. Then we went from text to image. Text to video, then text to image. So moving image to still image, which sounds like backwards, right? You think you would progress the other direction, but we didn't. What happened is the Synthesia of the world became very, very popular. Then you had DALL-E and DALL-E 2 come out.
Right.
And that made text to image fairly popular. in gradual improvements, drastic improvements in quality and output, and results based on your text prompts. So that was fascinating.
Yep.
Then we saw speech to speech, back to Respeecher and things like that, where, as Frank was explaining, you have several instances where you see people who lost their hearing, lost their speech, either through disease or injury, that regained it via this tool, where you can get someone's someone donates their voice to someone who never had a voice, or record their old voice through recordings and revisit it, or other means like that. And then there's somebody where it just grow by leaps and bounds within a few months, where we saw an artist literally sing in multiple languages. You remember that? Which was just mind-blowing, where the A artist, who only speaks one language, hypothetically speaking, let's say English, started out singing his own songs in Mandarin, right? And granted, he doesn't speak Mandarin. And then
Same
he sings
pitch,
in same pitch, same
same
voice, right?
key,
Yeah,
same voice.
absolutely, same refrain, except in that language, right? In any language you want. I think it was like 60 to 100 different languages you can pick from. And they can map that. It's just amazing that they can do this. And the lips move. It's not dubbed, right? It's not like, like kung fu movies. They were moving their lips the way that you would say those words in whatever language, in any language, which was fascinating at any
Yep.
angle too, because there was multiple angles of the person. It wasn't just direct, not moving their head and going, "Yes, I'm singing." So that was just mind-blowing. So it just opens up the possibilities for artists to expand their network and their fan base in multiple different languages, which just completely explodes the market, if you think about it, for any artist who's really thinking about this. Frank, you had you tried something else which was fascinating, which was text to text. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I had a little fun over the holidays and was getting on the bandwagon with ChatGPT because it was all over the place. And as we're talking about, it's interesting that text-to-text is coming last in, as far as our awareness. But I was getting such a kick out of creating all these different blogs and white papers and different things. And I was had the guitar out because I was playing Christmas songs. And I said, hey, let me put in here, write a digital asset management song, and then I just put a melody to it. But it's incredible what you can ask to be created and it done instantaneously. And I think there's already people or students that are being expelled, right, for using artificial intelligence and having AI generate papers and whatnot. So
Yeah,
now there's.
exactly. And a lot of these, including the text to video, text to image, and a lot of these were used for nefarious purposes in the beginning. Like the very first foray that we heard about, unfortunately, too much, and where it's still going to exist, is deepfake porn, where it's non-consensual deepfake porn, where people's face were put onto someone else's body doing, various acts that they never did or never conceded to do. And there's a variety of challenges like that. Same thing with text to image, same thing with text to text, where people were thinking, oh, this is great. They can write my papers for me and I don't have to write a paper ever again. And it'll come up with perfect answers, right? Wrong. So they were caught and they failed the course or their exam or whatever they were caught with. So there's going to be most of these technologies, almost all technologies, if you think about it, were introduced in a nefarious way. And then people figure out, oh, I could use it for this. Wait, I could use it for these good purposes. And then it goes into the trajectory of becoming much more popular, interestingly enough, just like Photoshop, just like the printing press, all those technologies you can think about were used first for nefarious purposes and then figured out, oh, we could use it for all these all other amazing things. And it's following the same trajectory, just like blockchain, right? Just like cryptocurrencies, they're all used for nefarious purposes first, and then they figure out, oh, well, we could use all these good things with it too. And of course, there's going to be fraud. Of course, there's going to be lazy people out there trying to just do it. Oh, I can do all my work for me. It's like, well, yeah, there's going to be some of those people too. But then there's going to be the creative people. And now it's literally up to us to be more creative with these tools, because the barriers of technology are slowly being democratized or lowered to anybody can use these tools. You don't need to code necessarily. These are low code or no code challenge. Low code or no code tools where you don't need to learn how to code. You just know how to pull it up on your phone or your computer and just use the tool as you need to, which is just mind blowing and usable by many, many, many different people for more purposes than we can think about right now. It's like the new internet. It's literally definitely a foray into Web3, which is just going to be like, just opening up so many windows that we can't think even imagine right now.
It's at that level. It's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. It's basically it's a new search engine. It's a new internet.
Endless possibilities.
Exactly. Yeah. So what's next? So we talked about some of the negative and some of the things that we've seen previously, but what's fascinating is there's so many different companies that just exploded onto the market, and they didn't get started overnight, necessarily speaking. They've been working on it for months, if not years. Some of these are 2-3 years old. Some of them are 6 months old or so. But there's more and more of them, and we're going to see an explosion of more and more of these. Some of them are going to be Me Too technologies, where they're just borrowing someone else's and just rebranding it. And some of them are coming up with original. You know, they have a unique value proposition. They're doing something very different, and they have a unique way of doing things a different way. The different approach on things to do something of value, right? To whether it's a creative purpose or a business purpose or whatever that might be, and it's we're going to show you in a few minutes just the landscape of what this looks like, which is just mind blowing of how big this is becoming. Because when I reached out when I was writing my first book about this called Synthetic Media. Which is available on Amazon if you care. You can see how many I've interviewed and talking about this. And there weren't that many to reach out to, full disclosure. I reached out to
at about the time.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was amazing. I was just scraping the net just to find people. It's like, okay, who's talking about generative AI? Who's talking about synthetic media? Who has anything to say about these things? Right? Whether they're a builder or creator or thought leader, whatever that happens to be. Or somebody who's like hating it because, you know, they heard too many negative things about it, which unfortunately the media wants to propagate towards that. But the mind shift is and the narrative is slowly shifting, which I think it's going to continue shifting because people are seeing more positive things coming out of it. And that's what I think is going to propel this market is the more positive aspects of this, not the negative, because yeah, negative, you know, makes headlines and all that fun stuff. But the positives are going to actually attract people to using it, right? Not the laziness necessarily speaking, not the nefarious, not the fraud, right? There will be some of that, but that's going to repel people if you think about it, right? So what's next is, interestingly enough, the text to image. There are several companies out there that you'll very well know of, which are coming out for text to image for stock photography. So when you're typing in for stock photography, you do a search and you're not finding the search that you're looking for. Right, you're not finding the exact image that you want to license or get a license to use for your purposes. Now they're going to offer you a tool that if you don't find the exact thing you find within the search of their database of photos, you can generate one based on your previous searches. Say the example we saw, it was a cheerleader, and you find some cheerleader pictures. Like, no, that's not the cheerleaders I'm looking for. I'm looking for cheerleaders with glasses, but there aren't any for some reason. Okay, well, I'm going to type in cheerleaders with glasses, hit generate instead of search, and it generates all the same pictures you just saw with glasses. And I'm not talking like, you know, the cutout doll version of glasses. I'm talking photorealistic versions. Or if you need them to be older.
Avatars.
Yeah, or a different ethnicity, or whatever the longer hair, shorter hair, whatever. All those, literally, you just scrub, you have your scrubbies saying with a variety of different options, or you text prompt what you want, It's like, I want it on a white background. No, I want it on a dark background, or I want it on this. And then you just type it in, it changes the images you just saw. Now, that brings up another question, is the licensing for it, right? And that jury is still out of how they're going to handle that, legally speaking, and for royalties. That's going to be a fascinating conversation. Some people are going to be against it, and some people are going to be for it for obvious reasons. But it'll be a conversation to have, because it's going to be a big game changer, if you think about it, for the market, because it'll serve up exactly what you're looking for. Because as long as you can dream of it, as long as you can type it into a prompt, a text prompt, you can create the image. Because if it's not the exact image you want, like we saw with DALL-E, you just hit regenerate and regenerate and regenerate. And it gives you another dozen or 12 images or 20 images to ponder and say, well, I like this one, but I want to alter this one again. You keep doing it, keep doing it. And the AI will just keep generating unique images, which is just fascinating.
It is. I remember the first time we were speaking about it, just the idea of all the production time being eliminated, all the people, budgets, and then forecasting, like, we can get this done in 6 months.
Yeah.
Well, I use a computer now.
Now you can do it
in a little bit of time. And know how to use the technology. I'm on my way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So it's cutting the production time significantly. And they're already predicting early last year in 2022, they were predicting that later this decade, they'll be able to create a Hollywood quality movie with a laptop, just a laptop, because the actors, and there are already actors and celebrities that are already, they already have an avatar. They already have a digital being of themselves, a copy of themselves. You'll probably see ones that don't exist. There are already some personalities that don't have a physical being. They don't actually exist. And they're like the perfect model, right? So some countries actually, they're like super famous, and you'll see them in Instagram or whatever, but you'll never meet them in person, which is fascinating. And then there are the celebrities who are retired, like Bruce Willis, and they have a digital self that's still doing ads, and they still get paid doing that. So you imagine the possibilities where you can perform in 100 different acts, 100 different theater productions or movies at a time. So it's scaling yourself, right? The scalability of yourself, right, as a talent, which is just mind-blowing. So that's going to be the future. And so we wanted to share some of these things, right, as far as the generative AI landscape. There's several of these out there. This is one from Antler. We tracked over 210 companies that are doing everything from text-to-text, text-to-image, audio, synthetic media audio, code, yes, code that will write code, chatbots, AI-powered chatbots. We talked about text to video. We talked about, we didn't talk about machine learning platforms, search, course gaming, and data. And there's plenty of others just that are coming out. The other thing we want to talk about was the conversational AI technologies. We talked about some of those that are mentioned here. So if this is too small, I'll just read the headers on these. So we have technical open source, big cloud frameworks, chatbot developments, again, back to the previous one, natural language tools, design, end-to-end chatbot testing, speech synthesis, like text-to-speech, voice bot orchestration, knowledge-intensive natural language processing. There's a ton of these learning models, translation, of course, focused development of voice bots, and plenty of others. So it's just opening up the space, and there's like conferences around these things, and it's just opening up so many possibilities that more and more of these companies, they're slowly being acquired. And they're being more and more funded by very well-known companies that fund huge companies that eventually become the Facebooks and the Googles and the Apples of the world. And you're going to see more of them. So,
sure.
Anything else, Frank, that we want to share?
No, just to stay tuned to what else we're going to be introducing or unveiling, I guess is more like it, because it's fast and furious. You can find us on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook. You see our different webinars. We also have podcasts, all those things. So there's a lot of information out there. Mm-hmm. And, we, of course, can help you with your journey. We started in DAM, and the connection with Synthetic Media is that all this content is being created. It still has to be managed. It still has to have a place to be stored so that people can find it, distribute it, collaborate. So all those different things that companies and yourselves might be struggling with, Henrik and I have been around the block, and we can help you. So let us know.
Yeah. So visit mydamservices.com and feel free to check out our podcast channels, our YouTube channel, and then feel free to check out Synthetic Media Podcast for a number of other interviews. And of course, there's more coming next year in 2023 for more of these on a cyclical basis. And we let us know if you want more information and you want to hear more about these things or particular things that you're of interest to you. So we know what content we should be putting out more of versus less of. And so that'll be helpful feedback. Appreciate it.
Fasten our seatbelts. All right, we'll see you.
Have a great rest of your year. Take care. Happy New Year. Thanks again.